to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
December. December, I got to go home, man. I got to go to Venda. Yeah. No, listen. Why don't you come to Venda? Because I came to your place. So you come to my place in December. Yeah. No, I'll organize some baddies. You want some Venda baddies? Yeah.
Venda?
Okay, you know, even better, I'll organize all the stepdaughters in my village. Is that fine?
Oh, by lab.
Okay. Clean. Danko. Sorry, guys. That was just Elon Musk's dad. Sorry.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, man.
Now I get the stepdaughters. I'm like, oh, because you never let my stepdaughters. But I tell you, I'm a stepdaughter. You know, stepping towards the daughters.
Did you watch the interview, Ghost Lady?
I did.
What did you think?
I really enjoyed it. You know, it was nice to see. I think, you know, I always love these parts where someone of just that kind of magnitude being so like, or him being the father of such a great individual, you know, Elon Musk. And the thing of him just going back to just celebrating the moments when he was just being a dad. It's not even about the being an engineer and all the achievements he had, but just all about when those moments when he could fetch his kids from school, you know, back and just be a father. So it's always nice to hear those things.
Did you think he was telling the truth, man? Regarding like what his kids were saying, what Elon was saying, what his ex-wife was saying.
He denied everything. Everything was too perfect.
Yeah, even basic things. You know what I mean? Like when you ask, even like, was your dad racist? It's like a lot of white people, racism and apartheid, you know, was the order of the day. But exactly. A lot of them you won't find saying, oh yeah, my dad is very racist.
Yeah,
my family, some of, you know, it's like how then,
why were we
not apartheid for so long? Exactly. Then? You know what I mean? It's like,
because no all of y'all's families were perfect and loving what's black.
It's like the P. Diddy parties, everybody always left.
No one
stayed.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? It's like that. It's like, no one ever admits to masturbating, but then porn is such a huge, multi-billion, trillion-dollar industry. Yeah. But no one ever wants to admit to just watching the porn and touching themselves while doing it.
He actually texted me. He said it was one of the best interviews he's ever done.
Really?
Yeah, I think a lot of your guests, when they get interviewed, but you walk away feeling like that. Especially because when we're setting up, who was it? I think what I was doing, you were worried that if we don't do the interview, because the guy was saying he's tired of doing interviews, because it's always the same mundane stuff, same line of questioning, same posture, same boring, same old. You know
same
what I mean? That's why. Interrogation
kind of vibes.
Yes. So, yeah. You can tell when a person is actually enjoying the interview, you know, because it's such a breath of fresh air, like the way you're asking and what you're asking about and how you're going, you know, and you're not just focusing on the one thing, you know. Yeah, so yeah, man, I can believe when he says it was one of his favorites.
Now, but Mac, we have to give you your flowers on that one. You're really good.
Oh, thank you. Where are they?
No, I'm giving you your flowers.
Where are they?
I'm sending them.
Yeah, bro, you've elevated the game as far as even like with interviews. A lot of people, I think, watch you and follow you and try follow your model. Yeah. And that makes things interesting, you know what I mean? Just overall with how people conduct interviews as well, you know? A lot of them won't tell you, but they learn and they school learn. And probably study you and how your approach to interviewing, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's very skillful.
Thanks to our friends at Jack Daniels, we're giving away a PS5 every single week.
Yes.
Until December. And
shut
this week
up,
is no
man.
Different. This is how you enter. You got to purchase yourself a 750ml bottle of Jack Daniels and keep the receipt or online invoice. Then scan the QR code or visit our website, thisismacg.com. Follow the steps, upload your receipt and bottle picture and submit your entry. Let's call our winner because we haven't called a winner in a while. All right, cool. Let me get to the
How many have we given away? PS5?
One.
Just one.
Yeah. Let me call this guy.
It's my son's 10th birthday next week.
Happy birthday to him.
And he wants a PS5.
So each purchase counts as one entry. Daniel. So the more bottles, the more chances you have. Make sure your contact details are spot on. Enter as many times as you like. And remember, us the shit.
Yes, all the time.
All right. So we're calling winner number one. Let's see if it goes through. This is the first option they gave me. See, we'll see some Degazi. Yeah. You sorted out the Roadcaster thing, eh? Long time ago, okay.
What was wrong with the Roadcaster?
Remember when we got this new Roadcaster, the calls weren't sounding.
Oh, yes.
Okay, this number's not going through. Let me go to the second option.
Damn. Now I'm going to lose. I say, Citibamba, I say, Paga,
PS5. No, it's a
PS5. I got phone in PS5. It's fine. We'll give it to Kanye's son. And say, Jablani Mkwana as you want it. Come up with a random name. Corruption.
I used to do that on radio a lot, man.
Oh, yeah. Now radio people do it a lot. Call their friends to come and win. Like, if I'm not going to 20,000, boy. Now I aunt, I'll phone you phone. Corruption. You call.
Hey guys.
Corruption.
I think there's something wrong. I can't call. Should I just try WhatsApp? Okay, let me try WhatsApp because the calls aren't going through. I think it's a problem on my end.
So they've bought a Jack Daniels 750 the bottle, mils. Yes.
And they followed the instructions.
And now they're gonna just get a PS5.
Yeah.
How much is this thing valued at?
PS5.
I'm not really a big gamer. Yeah, I'm not a gaming guy.
It's about 15K.
Yeah, wow. And it's the best, bro.
Oh. Yeah. It's like us a lot.
Okay. It's cool.
You play games. Oh, yeah. I used to like go to LAN parties, right?
Yeah.
You know LAN parties, Pierre?
Okay. What's up? This
was
not
sorry. There's a random guy. So, you know, online people play games, right? Mm-hmm. And so he was playing against this guy in Europe or whatever. And he lost at FIFA. He lost something ridiculous, like 15-0 or something.
Yeah.
And then so afterwards, the guy's asking, where are you from?
Yeah.
And he's like, there's no way he was going to let the country down. So he said, he's from Nigeria. <Stop this. laughs>
I gonna beat you.
Yeah, he's like, no, I'm from Nigeria. So the someone out there thinking, damn, Nigerians don't know what they're doing on FIFA.
Now that's being patriotic, hey?
Yeah, shout out to that guy, man.
Okay, no one's answering. Can we just announce a winner from Sibu Siso Bonolo? Who do you want to choose? First option was Sibu Siso. Second option was Bonolo. Who do you guys want to go with?
Damn, bro. Who was first? Sibu Siso?
Yeah, Sibu Siso.
Yeah, because you would have answered first anyway, right?
Nah.
Yeah. Okay. Why was he the first option? It was just random.
Yeah, they gave me three options to call.
And no one is answering.
Okay, let's all vote. I vote for Bonolo.
Bonolo.
Okay.
Okay, you?
Ungano aku Bonolo. Her son's uncle.
Okay, I have a final decision. I'll go for Sibu Siso because it was the first option.
Yeah, because he would have answered anyway, like if things happened.
Yeah.
And the way they should have.
All right, so congratulations to Sibu Siso Mdekazi. PlayStation 5 coming your way, and you guys can enter as well. Bruh. Make sure you do, because we're giving away every single week until the end of December a PS5.
Yeah.
With that said and done, hit no, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Pendukas, Tiblers, Ghost Ladies, Shorts is Tatos, Nawos, Oh, you guys swapped, man. You're fucking up with me. Tato and Nero swapped. Fat Checkers Doodoo's as well as Simpiwe is Guys, there's so much to talk about today. I want to start with the Zama Zamas, man. So there's been an outrage as Minister Kumbudzo Ntshavheni told reporters that government is going to smoke 4,500 Zama Zamas stranded and trapped underground at Stilfontein Mine in need of food and water in the northwest. It's been reported that the miners couldn't surface as police who refused to enter and assist them were waiting to arrest them outside. Dozens of volunteers have entered an abandoned gold mine in South Africa to help what could be thousands of illegal miners who have been underground for a month. Craziest thing was when I saw this headline, I thought it was about Slay Queens.
Why?
Zamas.
Body count of 4,500 in that hole, and it's all foreigners.
In that hole, and it's all foreigners. In that big hole, 4,500 men. I'm at 4,500. 8,000. Imagine. Huh? I'm up for 500. 4,500 in one hole.
Yeah.
It does sound like that. It sounds actually. As in, yeah. You're onto something, I'm fine, okay? It's...
Your mind.
What did you think, Ghost Lady? Eh?
Okay, guys. Honestly, it is a very sad story. But then again, you know, because obviously there's that thing of you have to be compassionate. There are human beings at the end of the day. These are people.
What's that? That they got trapped?
What's I know. That? Who said are they trapped? Who, are they trapped? Because some have been coming up. What? Don't the rest come up?
Mm. Yeah, it but seems like sorry, they don't want ahead. To come out because, or they're refusing because they know that they will be what? Arrested. So that's it's either or they're unable because they also retrieved a dead body, right? Yeah, so it's very cagey. What's happening inside? Cagey. They, you know.
I actually got sent a video. I don't know how legit this is, but it sounds like they're having a good time downstairs there. Bro.
Oh no, I don't think that's a.
It's video. Not legit, ne?
Not these guys necessarily. Yeah.
Ne?
I don't think it's.
You
these
saw
guys.
You saw the video I'm talking
but it's
about,
summer,
right?
Summers, yeah, they always have a good time down there. They got food, they got guns, they got weed, they got cigarettes, they have everything else they need, and now they're running out of supplies. Because some guys, I think 1,000 guys came out.
Yeah, came out. Yeah.
And also, apparently, the number may not be 4,500 guys.
It seems it's like just, they just exaggerated that number so that. A lot more food can be given.
But it's crazy, man. So what? So the cops must Uber Eats food down to the guys there?
Yeah.
No, man. Like, and also it's risky. Going down there is risky. Really? So my thing is, why don't the guys just come out?
Mm.
You know what I mean? People are dying. Just come out. Look, thing is, uphumile endlini and you went to go commit a crime and you were caught in the crime.
Yeah.
Ubanjiwe, ubanjiwe, bro. Either you're going to die there and, or come out. But I think we must not negotiate with criminals, yeah. Man. Why must we send food?
So we you got know, some.
Don't smoke or kill anyone, but they must just come out. Those who want to come out.
We got some comments from chillers. Kanyisile Mkhize says, we should never sympathize with criminals who want to come out, will come out and face the law. The government should make an example out of these people to tell others that lawlessness will not be tolerated in this country. Mm-hmm. They don't do this in their countries, but they have the audacity to do it here. Okay. Never. The minister in presidency should put her foot down. I stand with her. Renee Re-Siemore. As much as it is an illegal offense or activity for mining without proper documentation, nor on illegal grounds, I'm not condoning zamazamas or any illegal activities for that matter. But however, it's sickening to see how people have to risk their lives to just put food on their table for their loved ones whom are less fortunate. As for now, I guess it's bravo for the state to clamp down on illegal activities and miners, but there is no rehabilitation for those men or methods put in place or job opportunities. Because out of those 4,000 men, how many of them are going to be revered to even hideous crimes than illegal mining, but I'm not condoning any illegal activities. Keto Momela says, it's a bit insensitive to go with guns and just shoot. It'll bring back really gruesome memories of our past, like the recent one in Marikana. Mm. Mandla says, if you send food down the mine, you are basically encouraging them to keep mining illegally. If they have food, they have more incentive to stay underground than to come back up. And lastly, Mpo Kinela says, I think it's sad. An old lady was interviewed, explained that they have no income and have 7 children, all unemployed and relying on grants. Some do not qualify. So for some, crime has been the only avenue. Not all illegal miners are migrants. Some are South Africans trying to put food on the table. This should highlight the need for economic expansion for job opportunities.
No, I agree. Look, people very commit crime out of desperation, especially the crime, you know, where you're trying to get money. You know what I mean? And even the crimes where you're not trying to get money can all be traced down to the lack of employment, gainful employment, where people are moving weirdly, rape, and all sorts of crimes. But we can't justify it, guys. You know, the whole of Africa, so many countries are in poverty. But look at what country is the most dangerous to live in. It's South Africa. We've got really gruesome and violent crimes. And like I'm saying, other countries in Africa have poverty, but crime levels are not this high. How many communities complain about Zamazamas terrorizing the communities, guns? Remember those ladies in Krugersdorp were shooting a music video and then they got mass raped by Zamazamas?
How do they get there? Is there no security, bro? Where? At these mines?
No.
No, these are all decommissioned. These are all decommissioned mines. So a mine has a lifespan where a company is going to mine, and then at some point they realize that the deposits of whatever mineral they're mining is not, doesn't make sense anymore. It's not feasible because mining is expensive. You need to follow security and safety protocols. You need to pay people. You need to pay them according to the laws, labor laws. You need to pay them decently. You need to supply uniform. You need to supply water and all these things. So going down there, there's a cost. So at some point, a mine reaches a point where the deposits don't justify the cost. Not that there's nothing left. And then they're left, they're decommissioned. And the problem is they don't get rehabilitated. So the mines don't get closed off completely. And then the Zamazamas go there, and also now bear in mind the technology now has improved as to when these mines got decommissioned, so they can even tell that, oh, there's still some gold deposits or whatever the mine is producing. Then it's cheaper because now all these legal protocols and requirements are not being followed. So it's cheaper to go down there when you're not paying the guys according to labor laws, when there's no safety regulations being observed, when you're not paying pensions, UIFs, and all these other legal structures that make legal mining possible. So that's what happens. The guys go down there. Who, though, they supply? Because word is that these this gold finds its way on the same table as the legally mined gold.
For real?
Yeah.
Yes.
Who, then? Mm. You know? So there's a middleman who buys. Then word is legitimate mining companies then buy. Because it's cheaper. Isn't it?
Of course.
It's, you're getting the same product for cheaper. You're not paying salaries. You're not paying for uniforms. You're not paying all these other things that come with employing a legal mine worker. Mm. But you're still getting the same product. Yeah. And that's what we must look at. Who's arming the guys? The guys are heavily armed, bro. You know?
Hence how, why our police are even scared to go down. Because they're scared of them.
Mm.
But my thing is, my Azuti, these miners also know that when they go down there, there's a possibility you may die.
Mm. They're better off entering the Jack Daniels competition and selling the PS5. You know, than the relay.
Yeah, man. So I'm like, hey, bro, we can't be negotiating, man, with criminals. The problem is everybody comes to South Africa and commits crimes. South Africans commit crimes. Everybody does because of the Constitution. And the Constitution says that human life is paramount.
Yeah.
It's no matter what, when you go, that's why at clinics, for example, you know, they need to help everyone who comes there. They can't check whether you're illegal or illegal in the country. They need to help you if you need the assistance. And that's our constitution. So even these guys, we can't just go there and shoot people. And also there's people that I know, but it's in the minority, who are there against their will. Some people get tricked. Some people get told you're going to come to Jersey to work legally. Then you find yourself here and you're facing people with guns and you're pretty much coerced to be down there. But to send food and risk innocent men's lives or police, come on. How are you sending food and resources for people who are in the act of committing crimes?
Guys, did you guys see the graph of the unemployment rate in the country? It's bad, bro.
Yeah, it's bad, dog.
Ooh, let me show you this
Take a drive and look, Shimi.
Oh, my word.
On a random Wednesday at 1 o'clock, when you swear, like, it's like, come on.
Bro, there was bad, bro. There was a guy, you know these guys when you're parking your car that help you park the car?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
This guy came to me, bro. He's like, listen, I don't want no money, please. Wherever you're going, just buy me soap. And then I could smell his Steve Biko. No, he needed the soap. Yeah, he needed it. It was bad. Eh? But he just wanted soap. Imagine, no money, nothing, no food. He just wanted soap, bro. I'm like, how bad is it getting? So look at this graph, right? The least unemployment rate on this graph is Switzerland with 2.6%. Second is Spain with 26.5%. And number one is South Africa. You want to guess how much?
In the world.
In the world. Guess how much? Guess the percentage.
60%.
You, Ghost Lady?
Isn't it at like 48?
60.8%.
Yeah. That is bad.
60.8%.
It's a recipe for disaster. Oh, and mind you,
And we are out here doing TikTok challenges, my man.
Mm-mm.
Every second minute.
And mind you, it's the most unequal country. So the fact that so many people aren't working, it's also they need to face so many people who are living totally different from them. You know, so many people are not working, but in the face of that, the richest people in Africa also are here, you know? And it's like when you look at Alex Santon, for example, or you drive past Alex and then in 15 minutes time, you're driving in Sandhurst or not even, maybe Ethel. And you look at the houses and you're like, shit. You know, and one thing I like doing now, I get very curious. So whenever I see a house that's for sale and then I look at who's selling it, then I go on Property 24 and then you get to see inside of that house, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
And you just see a random house and you get to see the price like 13 million, 14 million. You're like, fuck. And then you see how big the yard is and you're like, shit. And like literally 10 minutes away, there's someone who sleeps in a shack.
So you're buying a house. Is that the level you're looking at?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting as well. Sol is in the market. Ooh.
I said.
Million poison.
For my 15 million. No, man. I said, I will drive around the suburb. In a house I pass every day, I see now it's for sale.
So clearly you're aiming for the 13 million.
Yeah. No. I said, I see a house is for sale.
Because you're not going to stop if you know you can't afford it.
No, who's selling it? Byron Thomas. I'm curious. Actually, it looks nice from outside. And then you go and you find the agent. And then you're like, it's 15 million, this house. And you see inside like, whoa, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like a stone throw away from abject poverty.
But you deserve a 30 million rand house. You deserve
Everybody
it,
does. Everybody does. Mac, you deserve one. Everyone deserves it, man. Everyone deserves a good living.
I see it for you, so
Man, there's people living other lives.
We'll start
South
shooting
Africa.
From there, from your pool.
I know, please.
Hey, man, people are living other lives in South Africa, bro.
Wow.
Like, people are living. Oh, yeah. So I was out yesterday, right? I was out yesterday at a restaurant. So, you know, now, right? If I'm not drinking like Chiller's Punch or Jack Daniels, I like tequila because it doesn't have sugar. You know, shout out to TK Ngunza. He put me on that. So I'm looking at the shots, tequila shots. And then, you know, 80 bucks, 100 bucks. And then there's a shot for like 3,500 rand.
Ooh, a shot? Right?
A shot of Don Julio something.
Fuck me.
So I'm like, hey, hold on. Is this a shot? They're like, yeah. I'm like, people buy this? She's like, yeah. And then the lady's like, oh, there's this guy once came. He normally has these shots. And then he was like, ooh, that guy. Like, you probably know him, man. His mom is like political, whatever, Simpi or something. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I don't know the guy. And then she's like that. She got tipped 40K.
Oh, my goodness.
The guy. And then she got like, the guy sometimes comes to design his Zuma hair and whatever. Mm. And I won't say the restaurant because I may risk her job.
Can I stop you? Sorry, you'll continue.
Yeah.
Sibu Ziz is calling me back.
Oh, our winner.
Yeah, wait.
Okay.
Sorry. Sibu Ziz. Sibu Ziz. Why can't we hear him?
Mtegas.
Sibu Ziz.
Mtegas. Mtegas.
How are you, King?
I'm doing well. How are you, my guy?
Great, man. You're live on Podcast and Chill. We're just calling you to let you know you won yourself a PS5, Boise.
Well done, bro. Well done, man.
Congratulations.
How many jacks did you buy? Did you buy one or two?
I bought three.
Well done, man.
Well done, man. The PS5 is coming your way, brother.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. And listen, bro, do us a favor. If you play against strangers online and you lose, just tell them you're from Nigeria.
All right, thanks, Bussi. So congratulations. Ooh, all right.
Shut up.
Yes.
A few weeks ago, I was in Central here in TE. So me and my friends were arriving at a pub. So my friends are like, I'm like to my friends, hey, poison, slimland, yellow poison. So one girl is saying, weird. And I'm telling you, who is weird? What you saw, guys? And apparently, I look like you, my guy.
Send us a picture, my man. There's a lot of people that look like.
Do you get bumps? I'm sure you get a lot of bumps.
Send a picture. Let's boost this.
Okay, thanks, G.
And have you ever gotten bumps because you look like Saul?
Yeah.
Ah, No, then you're wasting
looking like me, bro.
Yeah, because the real soul is clapping cheeks. Hey, what's in it?
I'm getting married soon. In December, I'm paying Lobola Makai.
Oh, good man. Well done, man. How much are you paying?
Hey, I don't know yet. I'm still yet to visit the latest family.
You sound like you're going to sell this PS5 for Lobola.
Yeah,
like,
bro. When?
Sharp, my dog. Yes, continue. Yes, yeah, only so here. Says, yes. No,
she wants to go. So she's like, nah, people buy these things, you know, these shots, like just casually. Wow. I'm like, are you serious? Like, yeah. She once got tipped 40,000 rands. So the bill was 60,000 rands and they just rounded off. Then I'm like, fuck, people have money, man, in South Africa. Mm. And then she left the table to a guy who was getting trained, right? And the guy is helping us. Then the guy comes mid-dinner. She's like, oh, the girl said she remembered the guy. It's Sim Dope.
Oh!
Yeah!
And how much did you tip that night?
Me? Like 300. My meal was a grand, bro. Come on, that's a good tip. I'm not simple, but my dad is not a billionaire. You know, the dad is Robert Gourmet, obviously. Okay. So billionaire kid, man.
Bro, I don't know about the Sim Dope guy, man. Like, who is he, bro?
So obviously he got his infamy from AKA's song because he went to school with AKA and AKA used to rap about him. And we didn't know it was a real person up until AKA's funeral.
Yes.
And then he made the speech, you know? And then there were links. And it was revealed that he's Robert Gourmet's son.
Robert Gourmet. Let's see how much his net worth is worth.
It's like Robert 3 billion. Gourmet.
Net worth.
Yeah.
He's South African, yeah.
South African.
Yeah, South African guy.
From Mpumalanga.
From
successful businessman, yeah.
He's got a big White House up there in the hill.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa, listen to this.
Yeah.
Robert Gourmet is a South African billionaire worth Robert Gourmet is a South African billionaire worth $200 million, which is equivalent to 3 billion rands.
Yeah.
The 59-year-old was born and bred in Nailspread, Mpumalanga.
Yes. Super wealthy.
Jeez, his net worth is between 2.8 and 3 billion.
Yeah.
He's the founder of IT firm Kijima Technologies and his holding company Kijima Group, which is the largest 100% black-owned IT company in Africa.
Yeah.
In 2022, he was appointed to serve the World Football Governing Body FIFA's Foundation Advisory Board.
Yes.
He's the youngest owner of a PSL club in the early 80s and 90s. Darkies produced by Fano stars like David Nyati. And it goes on. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so he's like Patrice. Rick Ross?
Eh?
Didn't he bring Rick Ross?
Yeah, he did. Where Rick Ross lost his jewelry and stuff.
Yeah.
How come we've never spoken to this guy? We're only speaking to billionaires now. Let's have him on, bro.
Let's have him on.
So I'll buy your house so we can have an interview at your house, please.
That's cuckoo, man. You know, it's going to be like, cuckoo, look, guys. What is this? Why are we in a shack? Why have you invited me to a shack? So, yeah, that's the thing about our country, you know? So we're still going to see a lot of violent crimes, house break-ins. I mean, house break-ins are huge in SA. Having a freestanding home these days, I mean, you know, you need to protect yourself, make sure you've got a gun. It's bad, bro.
I don't know how you guys do it, Kanye, living in a freestanding house. Like, it's an extreme sport, man.
No, you gotta, I'd never, bro.
Nah.
You are so scared,
it's,
dog.
It's just like increasing the security, you know, like having your electric fence.
But these niggas are smart, man. Guns. They're not in maneuver. You see, you gotta buy a gun now.
Yeah, everywhere. They look at you. You never know. You've been looked at and studied. Oh, man, it's just bad, bro. And it's still gonna happen because of the inequality gap. It's so huge.
Speaking about money, SAFA president Danny Jordaan is in hot water on allegations of using his organization's resources for personal gain. The course revolves around the allegation of misuse of funds, irregular contracts, and personal security arrangements funded by SAFA without proper authorization, totaling 1.3 million rands. He has since been released on bail for 20,000 rands. This is wild, man. And remember, he was also allegedly accused of rape as well.
My thing is, man, this guy's been in this position for how long? And I remember growing up, I always thought, like, I liked him. I thought he was one of the good guys.
Genuine men.
Yeah, but then you realize when he's been in position for so long, like, Why is this guy in a position this long? And also, I find it shady that apparently he doesn't get paid a salary. Please check.
Oh.
And that's even more suspicious to me because, like, you're getting paid 100,000 rands a year. Come on, you know?
Mm.
And also, remember, they keep voting him in. So the status quo of however he's leading clearly works even for the executive board that keeps voting him in each and every time. Clearly, then, if Nababai benefit somehow.
Yeah, it sounds like all politics to
me. Explain that.
Yeah.
How does he not get a salary?
I don't know. Please fact check Tutu Deni Jordan salary.
Yeah, you got it there.
Why are you shaking?
I'm not. So it says Safa president.
Really stresses you out.
I don't like it.
Why? Are you just Googling?
Because I work at my own pace. So here I must like... It's fine. It says that SAFA President Deni Jordan made a shocking salary claim during his appearance at the Specialized Commercial Crime Court in Palm Ridge. The SAFA Supremo was arrested on Wednesday on charges of fraud and theft. Let me just skip to the part. The state did not oppose the bail, and Jordan said he had raised 10,000 rands for bail, and it's a trio. So the trio was granted bail of 20,000 rands, and the Hawks spokesperson has previously said that between 2014 and 2018, Jordan allegedly used the organization's 1.3 million for personal gain.
Dude, you just reading this, what dude. I said.
Try this.
Dude, try this.
Dude, try this. Hold on. Press Control F. What browser are you on?
What is it? Safari.
Press Control F. It's going to search. That's a search. Then type salary. And then it'll take to the place that we are. Control F. Control F.
Yeah.
It's going to pop. Salary. Search salary.
So he says...
Forgive us, we've got a fat checker in training. Sorry.
Yes.
please be kind. So it says, as president of SAFA, I rendered my services on a volunteer basis with no salary paid to me. I'm however offered a honorarium payment once a year, ranging from no cent to approximately 100,000 rands, depending on the performance of the association.
Isn't that shady?
That is very shady.
Because nothing, then Ukanga.
It opens up for corruption, honestly.
Yeah, Ukanga.
Now you have to do something.
No. He needs to suffer for his actions.
shady business.
Shady. Ukanga.
Yeah.
Because to me, it's like, you're not getting paid a salary. Then why don't you retire, bro? You're of retirement age. Surely there's a nice package waiting for him. I don't know if they've got a severance, packages. But like, dude, how old are you? In your 60s, 70s? Why are you holding on to power? And that's the thing. I've seen that a lot of people who abuse the power that they have generally find it difficult to let go of power because once you do, everything that's been insulating you and protecting you is now down. You are vulnerable.
No one cares about you.
Maybe that too. Mm. But what I'm saying is people do so much while they're in power they're scared now to, because they'll face the music. You know what I mean? Once the power is gone, they'll face the music of their actions. But if you then you've been doing your job, honestly, just leave, man. I don't get this thing, bro. But I found it weird.
This is probably the first time I wish I was a judge, because that is ruling. No? I would say, Deni, you are done.
My guy.
At the job. But yes, done. Deni.
You are done.
You know who was also ordered, like, got 30 days? Hamilton Dlovu.
For what? No.
Yeah, remember he also was, he had benefits from corruption, from the PPE scandals. Like he had during COVID.
Yes.
So for being in contempt of court. So he was ordered 30 days in prison.
Yeah. What did he do?
I think he didn't show up, maybe.
Yeah, no, actually, he was following his failure to surrender his assets as part of the forfeiture order. So you remember you were supposed to surrender all the assets from World. The group. He had a lot of cars and style houses and,
Jeez.
He had gotten like what? I think his companies in total had gotten about 170 million.
So then what about the corruption itself?
Which corruption?
The one you mentioned now. Yeah, for me, it's like, okay, it's getting 30 days. But like, you know what I mean? Like, we need to get to the bottom of the corruption. Or maybe that's the case he's not attending.
For now, it's just being in contempt of court because he didn't appear when you were supposed to. So I guess that is going to continue.
Yeah, okay. I'm actually also tired of hearing a lot of people going to court and stuff, and we barely see a solid arrest.
Yes, yeah.
Solid arrest. Yeah, okay. Right. They found guilty for corruption within this department. They are going away for this number of years.
No, true.
Yeah. Big shout out to our sponsors for today's episode. Big shout out to Hollywood Bets. Make sure you get into the nonstop action. Choose from 25 thrilling sports, including South Africa's best horse racing coverage, or dive into an exciting range of casino classics, spinner zonker slots, aviator, and live games from Golden Race and Giga Sports. There's something for everyone. You can sign up right now using our promo code CHILLERS to get 25 Rand bonus plus 50 free spins. That's 25 Rand bonus plus 50 free spins. But that's not all. Here's your chance to share in over 2 million rands in prizes. Simply place a 10 rand bet or more on any soccer fixture. Then go to promotions page and click enter to opt in. Remember, it's for 18 and over only. Bet responsibly and enjoy the game. Check out the link in our comment and description below. Ghost Lady, what you got for us?
Guys, I did not know that Maphorisa was part of the 87 Club.
87? Yeah, I didn't know that, eh? I thought it was... older.
How, Mac?
I thought he was older,
bro. He celebrated his birthday this week.
Yeah, but I'm seeing that, and a lot of people are like surprised that he's 37. They thought he's older, but how? Because my brother said, "Danga here to when we were."
Yeah, I thought it was like 33, 34.
No, you thought he's younger than us?
Yeah, I thought it was like 33, 34,
bro. How?
I think I saw a tweet or something like, or someone had posted and said, I thought my police also worked with Brenda Fassie. I felt like maybe, didn't he?
Come on.
Because he feels like he's been around
with
for
the same
so
age and with the same birthday month. I didn't know that. He's a Scorpio as well.
Are you for real? Yeah. You didn't get an invite to that part. Oh, it's a Scorpio. Yeah. Oh, hence Scorpion Kings. Maybe Kamsa's a Scorpio as well then.
Oh, yeah, maybe, yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh. Yeah, please check Kamsa's birthday.
I didn't get an invite, dog. I'm not a celebrity. Why would you think I'd get an invite, dog?
Yeah?
Why would you think I'd get an invite? I'm not a celebrity.
But you've been talking to him, man, you know? Like, I don't know. You... maybe... no, come on. We are MacG, bro.
No, but I've been trying to get him on the show. Doesn't mean now he must send me an invite and his address at home and all these other things that he does.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. But yeah.
I just want an interview, man. That's all.
But Mac would probably respond like that if I'm invited here. Like, hey, man, I just want an interview. I'm not coming.
I don't like this thing. Man. Yeah. Those things
they can get very weird sometimes.
But it was amazing to see. Everybody was there. Did you see,
everybody,
bro?
Everybody, yes.
Everyone.
There was Gabza, Black Coffee, Oskido, Focalistic.
Everyone.
Bro.
All the Balula, Questa.
Everyone. And he fed them and gave them drinks. So does that mean he owns all their masters now?
if someone made music there, he owns the master. Yeah. But no, man, like, I think it shows what outside of everything else, because we tend to get distracted by the little news, things, the gossip and the news and the master situation. But he's had a huge, a run and a huge impact in the game. Yeah. And what he's done, not a lot of people are able to do to stay relevant for so long and at the peak and at the top, and how many people he's empowered as well. That doesn't get celebrated enough. So it's beautiful to see a guy like that getting celebrated.
Yeah, no, it is beautiful. It gave me the whole Def Jam brunch. You know the things that they do? It gave me that vibe.
Yeah, the Rock Nation brunch.
Rock Nation brunch.
Yeah. It was so similar vibes.
Like, everybody was there, bro.
Anyone that matters in the game was there. Like,
so I was wondering, who's performing at the clubs? Because it was a Thursday and everybody was there. Who was performing at all those clubs around the country?
I think that's why they did it on Thursday, because it's... clubs start being active on Thursday, but it's not as busy. So everybody could make it, because everybody was there.
If you were like... I'm sure you were performing somewhere.
You had a gun party there on Instagram.
Play Guamila. You were listening.
The golden sexy.
Yeah, so I was like DJ at night. So fuck. I was like, fuck it, let me go live and shit. Let me go live while doing it.
You're looking like a teddy.
I am a teddy. Does your husband wear a mock out? Oh, my count, man. Do you even wear a mock out?
You're not a husband if you don't have a gown. Yeah? But if your husband doesn't have a gown.
So, join up, poison. So, join and use a lago way. I'll be Uncle Mac.
Uncle Mac. Uncle. That guy's blowing up, Uncle MC.
Yeah,
he
is.
And he's good, ne?
I haven't seen him.
Because only, like, me too, I've just been hearing and seeing him on stage at Pori. Only, like, I saw that video at. And also, the whole party was at Farrell.
Yeah.
Farrell, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow, that's so cool. They turned the whole dealership into a club.
But like, Pori is, you know, crazy,
like,
man.
Farrell is, got, is capable. They already. It's, like, very easy for them to turn that. To,
but
that
I'm saying Pori is crazy because even his parties have too many features.
You don't know who's the master here. Like, come on, who's who? My mom, hey. That was dope, though, man.
Shout out to Pori, man.
Shout out, man.
Yeah, I'm going to say nice things about Pori until he comes. After that, 1 year.
Back to. And you're even beautiful had we done him and that the episode drops on the Thursday, then he's celebrating his birthday on that day. Yeah. I think everybody thinks when we invite them, we're going to, like, bash them or... And we've never bashed even a single person. And people don't get it. Like, no, bro, we're going to celebrate you, especially if you're like a Pori. Who did I bump into at the gym? Khomla Tandala. You know Khomla?
Yeah.
Same him. I was like, yo, bro, come through, you know? Then he was like, because, you know, he's got a lot of personal things, you know?
Yeah.
He's been in the gossip tabloids for the longest time. But I'm like, that's not necessarily what the interview is going to be about. Yes, we're going to touch on those things and the questions that the public generally has. But, dude, we can't reduce a whole Khomla to just that when you've had such a long and stellar career.
Bro, it's so beautiful that you mentioned that because I got a WhatsApp from Deko during the week.
From who?
Deko Modise.
Oh, shit.
So this is what he says. He says, good afternoon, bro. I've been meaning to tell you, but I seem to struggle with finding the right words that really express what your interview has done for me. Just want to thank you for even considering me on your platform. That has changed how I'm perceived as much as it wasn't planned to begin with. I truly appreciate and I'll forever be indebted to you. May you continue with your purpose and stay blessed.
You know what I mean? Wow, bro, shout out.
And
Teko,
we did
bro.
His interview like long ago. Long ago, like, last year, like today.
He said this week.
Yeah, like
damn.
Just the other day.
But it was like, a catalyst. Wow. Something, like you said, it changed how people perceive
him. Yeah, yeah.
You know who else I think we must bring on?
Who?
And I think the guy got cancelled or something. Because I remember, now that I'm talking about Khomla, I saw a play, Fences. Yeah. So I went to a theater at some point, you know. This was last year, though. And I saw a play. Do you know the movie Fences?
Yeah.
With Denzel. Do you know it?
Yeah, Fences, yeah. It's got that lady, the dark lady.
Oh, Viola Davis. Yeah, you've seen it. You see it. You remind me of Cedric. He's reminding me of Cedric the Entertainer. So I know we're going to get to the Mike Tyson fight. Yeah. But Cedric was there dressed like a Nigerian scammer. I don't know why he looked like that. Anyway, the lady asked
Wait,
him.
Wait, so why remind you like of Cedric?
Of course, hold on. Because the lady asked him.
Oh, okay.
She's like, oh, yeah, yeah. And so Cedric, have you been to like a Mike Tyson fight? And you can tell he's lying. He's pointing out. He's like, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That one, I've been to the other one and the one with the ear. I'm like, this thing is lying, man. He's like, oh, the one with the ear. I'm like, this thing is lying, bro. Fuck this guy. So, yeah. Anyway, Fences, Khomla Tandala, I was there. And the guy I think with myself is Dumisho Maasha. He's been gone from TV for the longest time.
Yes.
And I think because of the story when he had domestic issues with his wife, reported in the news. Please, can we have him? Because I think also, like, that guy's amazingly talented because he played the role that Denzel plays in things. Is it? Yeah, I think it's the role, the father. Oh, he's brilliant, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy is a beast, actor, beast on stage. Seeing him live theater was the first time. So let's try Dumisho Maasha as well, man, you know? Like, stellar career as well. So guys like that often are afraid to come, thinking we're going to reduce all interview to just that. But if you watch all interviews we've done, we've never reduced people to just a scandal, especially when they've got like years, you know.
And yeah, but skin must in the remember game. They're not chillers, bro. So they don't get it. They just see what they see, the clips and whatever, and the misinformation and whatever. So they run with that. So they're not really chillers.
True.
And the crazy thing is when they come and we actually do an interview, they're like, "Oh wow, this was amazing."
Then
we
they're
get
like,
it
yeah,
"All
even,
the time,
even Don King,
all right? the time." Yeah. Bro. So I'm used to that. Right. What else you got for us, Coast Lady?
Guys, Selo Makeka Ngube, so he shared a very, like, sad message, like, in the wake of his, like, I guess, ending marriage currently.
Shit.
Yeah.
They see flames.
Yeah, they've been separated for a couple of months already, actually.
The same one that he came with for the
interview.
Yeah,
the love of his life, yeah.
Yeah. So this is what he wrote. I just want to read exactly what he wrote here. He said, "I tried to make this marriage work in fear that people will judge me. I've been dealing with so much hell in this relationship. I'm done. I want to get out of that marriage. Many men are in pins and needles relationship. This is a marriage whereby a man is emotionally abused by his wife. He will be gaslighted, insulted, belittled, emotionally blackmailed, denied sex, given the silent treatment, and it usually ends in the man is a resorting to addictions, especially alcohol, worse suicide. Men speak out."
Yo.
So
here, Achi Morog.
Achi. Sex.
Yeah, but you know, people would have issues and you don't know what it results to. Like whatever, you know, when you're mad and there's issues in the marriage or any relationship. So I think it's just kind of like, this is what he's had to go through.
Hey, these 2Ks are toxic, man.
Damn. Is the wife a 2K?
I think so.
Yeah. Nah, man. Maybe she's our age. Whoa. Maybe she's in her 30s.
Yeah.
Ah, she's a
2K. She's not a 2K, man.
Sounds
Mdala, man. Mm. Damn, they sounded so happy, bro.
Yeah, they did.
Like, you know, like, it made it seem like they were like, I guess at that point they were, and now it's gone to a point,
but
no
the
bumps.
Thing is also the other question for me is that for her to result to, okay, not the extreme things, but I'm just like, What would have happened in the relationship where someone now is saying, okay, I'm even not giving you sex or all of these things? What has happened? Because it's one thing just arguing whatever the results were, but what started all of this?
I mean, no sex is deep.
No sex, dog.
It's deep.
What the fuck? Man? Like, drop this.
Oh my God.
Come in. Good job.
Oh,
you don't age, hey? Look at you, Sis Manaka. You don't age.
Yeah, I used to date this Rastafarian guy, right, with the long dreadlocks. But you live 5 minutes. You live 5 minutes.
I need a drink.
You live 5 minutes from my uncle's house in Marimba.
Who's your uncle?
Utumi Uluanke, but Washona. The Ukufuza place, Uluanke.
Can I call you
about it? Come sit next to me.
Yeah, he was not really.
Sisters, we are all friends.
Why am I phone over now?
No.
Hi guys.
Hello, Manaka.
We're back to welcome my ex.
No, we're talking about Silo Gaga.
Silo Makeka Ngube.
Yeah, what happened? Yeah.
Please tell her.
They're heading for a divorce.
He's currently going through a divorce.
Yes, another divorce.
Didn't he marry just like not so long ago?
Yeah,
he's not getting any sex.
He did, I think.
And the girl is not giving him bumps.
Hi, guys.
What did you say, Konje?
Kite Kangube abam fisilo. Hey.
Guys,
we can't continue to fight like that, eh?
But at what point is a lady
unleashing sex? Yeah, it's like, because now you're denying yourself now.
So, okay, I'll make this a quick example. When you guys are angry with your bosses, do you perform the best?
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, sometimes, ninamani squatter, nangyas ninjamas.
Yeah, that's it.
So why bring the beep in the first place?
Because the beep is living. It's got a life of its own.
It needs a heart.
No.
Beep needs
a
heart.
It needs a butt.
How do you think it gets that heart without that thing pumping blood straight
with
there?
With men, we don't. Our sex is not like.
It's not necessarily with feelings. No, I was talking about my feelings.
So if you need quatele,
you don't have feelings.
Yes,
but then, I'm saying to you that the heart pumps blood.
Yes.
I
wanted to ask you before you leave, what happened to the Ranakas, man? I was such a big fan. You know that's the greatest reality show ever on our TV screens.
Very real.
The Ballas are trying. Yeah, the Ballas are coming.
But,
you started it.
Dino got divorced. That's what happened. Yeah.
Oh, you got divorced?
I guess she's going through a divorce.
But that's content though, isn't it?
Ordinary.
Yeah,
oh,
but,
yes,
but,
yes.
But legalities, and I don't want to say a lot, but legalities, you know, become a bit dodgy when people are... Because I don't understand for now, spousal maintenance.
Shout out to Mr. Jones, man, for pioneering that movement.
So there's no chance of it coming back, ever?
There might be, as long as they can get done with that divorce.
Oh, please.
Because we don't want the brother to start
to
any...
To benefit.
Yeah.
Or benefit.
How's the youngster? He's my favorite, the last boy. Ranaka.
I work with him today.
Oh, wow.
We're working together.
Which one is that one?
Ranaka, the last one. He's a DJ.
The DJ boy. Yeah, I know him, man. I used to see his numbers.
He's doing sound now.
Is it?
I just came to say hi and see the lady that they don't show.
Country,
I know what she looks like.
Okay.
She's beautiful.
She's glowing. Do you see?
Permanently pregnant.
The husband makes sure she's permanently
glowing like a name.
Yeah, like she's carrying,
You can't see she's pregnant. I mean, look at that.
No, she's not. Are you?
We expect her.
No, man.
She's on high expectations.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
I just kept, guys, I'm forever expecting.
Thank you, Manaka. We love you, man.
We love you so
much. Shout out to Manaka.
Shout out to Manaka, man.
Before you came.
Yeah. Oh, for real. you're on King Dave's
man.
Studio.
Ufunan. Nine chillers patch.
Here's a check for you.
No, we haven't.
Never. I don't have a single scandal. I'm going to go to the Shaggy Fest Man. We've never had her, no?
No, we've never. Lastly, what you got for us, Ghost Lady?
So cool. Guys, do you know another job? Working in Parliament, right? They are about to increase the salary. Actually, this will start in like a year 2026. So the salary of the cleaners, wait staff, and cooks is going to go up to 28,300. Imagine working for Parliament in South Africa. Yes, per month.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds good. For cleaners, cleaners and?
Wait staff and cooks.
Wow.
No, that's good. That's good.
It's like it's going to double, triple. I don't know how
much. That's good.
Or from what they were getting like before. So their union was able to negotiate for them. And guys, there are unions that are working hard out there. So...
Yeah. I mean, if
working in Parliament is the next good lucrative job that you could aim
for. I wouldn't say that. Like,
no, but I'm just saying.
A lot of people
would be very, 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 very
I know, but it's not the next frontier. It's
no.
Not like, the next thing you must do is work for Parliament. It's decent. It's good to pay people like that.
Is that the small jobs now can actually pay a lot. So I think it can. It's something that can like pioneer that.
Guys, let's fix the economy. The thing is, also the small jobs can't pay a lot if the company is not really doing business. You know what I mean? Like if the business is not good, business is not booming. So if the economy works and everybody has got more money, disposable income to go buy stuff, to go support this business, to buy a Chiller's Punch, a Jack Daniel, then these companies have the capacity to pay people higher. So we fix the economy, generally things get well. That's why during, and it's not the best time of our life, but you know, when they came to Joburg, there were jobs guaranteed. You know that the mines are thriving. You'll find something in the mines and you'll be able to buy a house. Remember our parents bought, like my mom bought our house, a four slot for like 50,000 rand.
Wow.
Yeah.
Back in 91. You know? Like their generation, all my uncles that have houses. And then look at our generation. Shit.
No.
You know what I mean? Nobody's like, people are struggling and they were earning slightly much better. You know, so that's testament to the economy and how good it used to be. So when you fix the economy, you fix all these things. These 28,000 rand should be a standard salary for a security guard. You know what I mean? At least you can take your kid to a public school, pay bond for like 10,000 rand.
But you know, there are companies that can afford to be giving their cleaners and security guards that amount of money. But because of already there's that thing like, oh no, you just would pay them maybe a 5,000 or whatever.
Yes, I was shocked, right?
Exactly.
True.
So there are companies that are capable. Mm. So I would like to even see that. We shouldn't just only say, let's wait on the economy. There's a lot of private companies out there that can afford to actually take up salaries to that stage.
Oh, the wildest shit happens in the private sector. Yeah, Christo VC, that shop write billions every month in bonuses. And then you'll find a shop write
cashier
earning 5-6,000 rands. I don't
or
know
less
what.
Even.
Oh,
yeah, I was with him a few weeks ago. I told him he's got to do better, man.
Oh. He doesn't. He's not rocking stepdaughters.
No, he's not.
Oh,
he's okay. Old, man. He's
so old. Yeah, out here fighting for. I'm a cashier. Okay, yeah. Petty union.
Who is the one that I'm a billionaire?
I told you. Isn't this him? Eh? Maybe it's the wrong guy that I got.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
Maybe that's Christo why. Christo
Vici. Yeah, my dog. I was with him.
Christo.
That's my guy.
For real?
Yeah, look.
Why two person?
Look.
Who's this? Oh, shit, dog. Yeah, fuck.
Oh, guys.
Yeah, okay. No, I was talking about Y2 person, mind you, the ShopRite guy.
Yeah.
This is Christo Vici, Pep guy.
Yeah. No,
this
check us.
Christo Vici is also Pep. Also Pep.
Oh, he's also Pep.
Yeah, this is the guy.
I wouldn't get that far, man.
This is the guy who lost billions in Steinhoff.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, dog. Yeah, this is Christo Vici. Hey, bro, hey.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Hey, bro. This is Cape Town at the farms and stuff, at the white farms.
Yeah. Listen, before we go, we got to let you know that Rama presents, it's Ramalicious. Today we salute you, Ramanizers. You always add Rama to your samp, turning it to sambopo.
Yeah.
To you, porridge isn't just porridge. Oh, no. It's porriño.
Yeah.
Porriño. You turn curry into carizi because Rama makes it look easy. And your sweet corn, it's sweetito conito when you add Rama. You too can be a Ramanizer, so get your Rama tub today and turn your meal from good to Ramalicious. Rama, it's Ramalicious.
Rama.
Yeah. Anything else, Ghost Lady? There's nothing else. Anybody check out the Mike Tyson fight?
I did.
Who stayed up for it?
I did. Since 3 a.m.
Yeah.
I tried.
Trash, eh?
Trash.
Terrible. What a scam.
I couldn't finish watching it because of Netflix. It was just this buffering.
Oh, I think we all watched it on WhatsApp. I mean, we watched it on Twitter. We all watched it on Twitter.
Yeah.
When did you watch it?
No, I didn't, bro. We
watched it on Twitter.
I just saw the highlights.
And I was fearing, I'm like, Netflix, please don't let us down, because I can imagine the whole world is on Netflix.
Oh, no, and it did.
You know, and everybody at the same time is on Netflix watching the same thing. At some point, I thought it's my internet connection. Then I had to go out of Netflix, go into Netflix, check out a random series, and it plays.
It played, yeah.
Yeah. Nah, man.
So Mike Tyson's payout for the fight against Jake Paul is estimated to be around $20 million, according to Henry Kesi Judo. Jake Paul, on the other hand, expects to rake in $40 million. The event was highly anticipated with over 60,000 fans in attendance and a gate takings what exceeded to be $15 million. Yeah, man. It just sounds like it was a money grab, bro.
Yeah.
Of course.
After watching it, I feel disappointed in myself for expecting a lot, you know, of action from it. Mike Tyson was not throwing punches. He was staying away.
It was like a WWE match, bro.
And I felt like Jake Paul didn't fully go in, fully like, hey, bro, listen, man.
I think he kind of understood the situation.
Knock the motherfucker out. Yeah, well, then why is he in a boxing match with him then? You know what I mean? Like, if you're in a boxing match, you want to knock out your opponent, right? But obviously, if I'm fighting a 10-year-old, I'll be manji. And he was treating him with kid gloves. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's what happened. And I'm like, hey, bro, I know it's fucked up to see a 60-year-old get knocked out, but he signed up for it and he's getting paid 20 million rands, dollars. Shit, let him get knocked out then, you know? Like, but I felt like they were tiptoeing.
It's like they're turning boxing into a circus, bro. You know what I mean? Like, it looks staged. It looks like a stunt.
But the problem is that's because no one cares about boxing these days.
Ah,
remember when we were growing up, there was blow by blow. You know what I mean? And now...
Did you see the ladies fight?
Yo, apparently that one was crazy.
I watched that.
I saw that. Like, yo, guys.
The females.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Katie
God.
Taylor.
Even afterwards, I felt so inspired. I was like, this is a good day to knock a bitch.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Shit, for real.
Then you called Dudu.
Like, Dudu, hey, I want to knock you out.
You watch that fight, you get inspired. You're like, damn, I need shoulders, guys. I need a proper, like, yo. No.
That fight was dope. I watched it. Man. Amanda who? Serena.
No.
The highlight for me, bro, was
Serena.
Serrano.
Amanda Serrano.
Caesar's getting too excited now. He's got my number. He's already sent me WhatsApp. So I want to munch.
What did you say?
He's saying.
No, he sends you pictures that he looks like me, remember?
Oh, yeah. This is him. Nah, bro, he's guessing.
Any nigga. Nah,
that doesn't
man.
Look like you.
It doesn't look like me.
He looks better, actually.
But it doesn't look like me.
He wears glasses.
Wears glasses, is dark. Every guy now owning out in a German cat is like, German cat glasses, dark. It's like the soul starter pack, you know? They don't find the soul. Like, come on. But yeah, that fight was a letdown. But like I said, I feel disappointed for expecting action from it because we saw what happened. Mike is old, man. Mike Tyson is old.
The highlight for me was this interview he did. So bear in mind, you must put it up, right? He's been interviewed by a kid, bro. She looks like 12, 11.
Oh, yeah, Jazzy. Jazzy TV, I saw that. Yeah, Jazzy.
Listen to this, man. This was hilarious.
In your return to the ring for this fight, you are setting a monumental opportunity for kids my age to see the legend, Mike Tyson, in the ring for the first time. What type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Well, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die, and it's going to be over. Who cares about a legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing.
We're dust.
Our legacy is nothing.
You must see her face. She's so shook.
She's so shocked. No. We're going to die. So we know now when we interview Mac, don't ask him what he wants to be remembered as.
Yeah.
When it's all said and done. The nigga says we're going to all die and we're dead.
Wait. Can we go back? I'm still playing it. Can you please go back?
We're nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before, someone say that as an answer.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when I get dead? You think somebody really wants to think about you? I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the fuck cares about me?
And then it says, fuck, and the kid is 14. And the child is 14. Who the fuck cares? She's 14. Hey, Mike Tyson, Buffett.
Hey, we're all gonna die. Who the fuck cares about you when you're dead?
And what's up with Netflix showing us Mike Tyson's bum? You saw his bum?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. So in the post-match, well, pre-match interview, you know they normally go into the boxer's change room and ask him, you know, how you feeling before the fight. So, yeah, it's a normal pre-bout interview. And then when he walks away, he's wearing some G-string, like, thing. His bum is showing.
Jeez, man. Not the legend, bro.
I was like, what? That was not in my bingo cards for 2024 to see Mike Tyson's bum.
I saw that.
But you know what? You can say whatever you want to say about the fight, but you got to give it to the Paul brothers. Jake Paul and who's the other one? Logan Paul.
Logan.
Those guys are marketing geniuses.
Right?
Bro.
I mean, look at what... Because the other one is the one who owns Prime.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The one that was being sold for 300 rand and stupid South African sum that went to go out and buy it. Mm. I'm like, why are you buying that thing for 300 bucks? And it's doing so well. It's huge.
No, those guys are massive.
Those boys are killing it.
They don't just have Prime. They have other things, bro. But like when it comes to marketing, they're taking it to another level, bro. They're
killing it, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Crazy, dude.
I mean, give them... You can say whatever you want to fight. They made their money. Everybody's talking about it all over the world.
Yeah,
bro.
And they yeah, man. They, I think like the like the YouTuber leaders of this generation.
I think they're gonna be them and who's the other guy?
The Mr. first Beast. YouTube billionaire.
Yes, yes, 100%.
Isn't Mr. Beast one already? Not yet.
No, not yet. But he's on his way there.
I saw some chocolates at a garage.
Yeah,
that's him. Mr. Beast.
Fuck. Feastables
that's so
or something.
Yeah.
Fuck. Feastable. What?
My son, wants
what is it? Feastables or something. Yeah.
Fuck.
Ah, bro. And they have burgers. Ah, those guys are fuck, bro. Raking it in. Anyway, remember I told you guys that Tyler's team, they're now going to start pushing Maglera Dope Boy.
Oh, you told us that?
Yeah. Which podcast do you listen to, bro?
Damn.
I think so.
Way back.
Oh, okay, way back.
Yeah.
Okay, remember, I listen to it and do it every week, so I forget sometimes.
Of course. Yeah. What did we talk about last week?
Last week?
Yeah.
Many things.
Like what? Yeah.
Nah, man, come on. That's like you asking your friend, hey, Mudisha, what did we talk about last week? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
So did you see the Hennessy ad he did with LeBron James?
Ooh, that shit is dope, dog. That shit is fucking very special.
Yeah. So he's, watch out for him, man.
That is dope.
They're going to do wonders with him.
Because I saw one, I was not convinced when I saw the first one. Because the first one, it looked like LeBron did one take, and then each and every country maybe had like an influencer or artist because it was like, hey man, here you go. And then in a different shot, probably in Jersey, Newtown somewhere, McLaren was like, hey, thank you. So I was like, ah, this one, it's generic. Yeah. You know, like even with 50, when he's got like a drink coming to South Africa, and then he'd sit in that ad, he's on a plane. And I think it was like, yo, this one is for you. But you can tell he did a generic and then in the editing, they made it look like it's for South Africa. Mm. And then I got convinced by the second ad with LeBron where he writes down McLaren and it says, yo, McLaren, this is for you. Then I was like, oh, shit.
Did you guys see Jagger Wright finally spoke about Tyler? Did you see Jagger Wright?
But Jagger Wright even say some wild stuff. I don't know what to take and what not to take serious from her now.
Let me find it.
Speaking of Tyler, hey, dog, you know she's in the top 10. She was in the top 10.
Of
best performing students in a matric year.
For real?
She's super clever,
Oh, wow.
And that's Eden Glen High, right? And it's like a public school, so you can tell, because in a public school, there's like really a lot of kids. You got to be really, she's like, wasn't the top 10 performing students in matric.
And she's also like a painter.
And she's good. Mm. She's so multi-talented.
She once did a painting just from her lips.
I saw that. A self-portrait with the lips, right?
Yeah.
Yo, bro, like, and she's in the top 10. Mm. Dog, that's like, she's really, really clever because, like, you got to get, like, generally you got an aggregate of 80.
Yes.
And you're getting 70 for something, A plus for maths.
No, that's massive. Because we're in the bottom 10, you know, that's massive.
Yeah. I've been in the top 10 once in my school career. Like, my fucking card, you know. When a nigga says, just a tip on me. And then it's all his teeth, but like, we're top 10. Since five. I'm top 10. I was so impressed. I think it was grade 9 or grade 10. And I really worked hard that term,
Let me
and I got in the top 10.
Let me play for you. This is Jagger.
And this
Wright.
School went wild when they called my name because I was
not doing to her. I don't believe in what they're doing with her. She doesn't look a day over 14 years old. You never see her fully dressed. She's always half. We always have to see her skin. We always have to see her body. I mean, come on. Just because she comes from South Africa doesn't mean that every woman from South Africa is running around in loincloth, gyrating her chin and her ass every time you see her. It's like she can't even sing without popping a coup. I don't believe in what they're doing.
But they sold it to us. You know, sex sells. And they the ones who were proponent of that.
Yeah, they're Americans. The pioneers. Yeah,
pioneers.
They're the pioneers. America has sold sex to the world.
Exactly.
All the porn that all you guys watch is from America, the music videos, you know what I mean? We wouldn't have a music video like Man's in Day if Americans didn't start with that shit way back, you know, of naked girls shaking their bums. That's what you guys sell us. Mm. So we've presented to you a really talented girl who can sing, but clearly her team felt like, oh, we need to also show she got a nice body. We need to show off her body. Of course. Because you Americans built that model.
Mm.
You know, if we give Americans Msaki. Oh, by the way, I bumped into Msaki.
Oh, how is she? How's she doing?
She's doing well, man. Yeah, yeah. She was with Jesse Clegg.
Bro, you meet a lot of celebrities, man. Where are you hanging around, bro? This guy.
So I was having dinner last night, right? Oh, when they told me that thingy, yes. Sim Dope buys for 100,000 rands.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I see Msaki, you know, my girlfriend says, hey, there's Msaki. I'm like, oh, the name Msaki. Then I meet this guy like Jesse. Then Msaki's like, yeah, unyanaga makhlebe. I'm like, who's makhlebe?
You're with your girlfriend, but your bill was 1,000 rand. What did you guys eat?
Oh, what do you think? So I had a chicken. So it's chicken that came in like a long ass a stick, a kebab stick, right? Okay. Really great chicken. And then it had coconut rice and chips. Uh-huh. And then she wanted a salad. She ordered a salmon salad.
Whoa.
So she wanted a salad.
That's delicious.
She ordered a salmon salad, but it came out looking cooked. And then the highlight of her meal was my chicken because I had to give her my chicken.
No drinks.
So that's what we had. I had two shots of...
And it was 1,000.
Of... As in,
who's exposed?
Let me see.
Was
no, man.
Like
it was.
He
I
went
swear.
There alone.
I swear it was. It was. I swear. Look. Wait. Yeah, it was. It was. It was. It was 1,000. Funny enough. And then she had a cocktail, non-alcoholic. You see, 1375. Then I tipped 300. It was 1,075 rands.
Okay.
This is from last night.
Wow.
And then, yeah, funny enough, it was actually not that much. Yeah.
Like, considering you're a place where a shot is 3,000 for tequila.
No. Like, it was a very special. One is, normally it's like $100 or whatever. And then, Yeah, then I had a glass of alcohol with two shots of tequilas and sparkling water. But it was actually cheap, actually, funny enough.
That time I'm busy eating with the Uber guys. You know the Uber Eats guys?
Who? Oh, are you eating with Vulama Vurelama Weekend? You eating with Vurelama Weekend?
Yeah, on the side of the road, because I like the plates on the side of the road. And it's just them, bro, with those things.
Oh, bags.
Yeah. Shit. Oh, damn.
But my meal is like 200 max.
Where?
On the side of the road.
How are you buying? No, man.
No, man, it's 50
no
bucks.
No one
sorry.
Buys a 50 meal bucks, for 200 bucks.
Sorry, 50.
No one buys.
Oh, you see, utipa 150.
Yeah, man, it's like, I make it 300. Yeah, I make it for my 5 billion. Yeah, so like if we give Americans Msaki.
Hey, my guy.
And he likes street food. If you want to see Mac, go to Woodmead. You know what? At Woodmead, Calvin, that guy who sells Usbindi by the bridge that goes over the M1.
Baklu.
Around the Baklu,
That's Usbindi.
You'll see Mac. If you want to meet Mac, you'll find him. Yeah. And I haven't been since that last time you took me there.
Yeah.
I enjoy that guy. But like I was saying, if we give Americans, and Msaki's got a one-man show coming up at St. Pete Arena on the 12th of December.
Wow.
But if you give Americans Msaki the way she is, it'll be very difficult for her to break through and. So Jaguarite must chill because Americans
came up with that. She'd stand out like a sore thumb because she's different, you know? Because everybody's doing that whole gyrating, showing bums and whatever. And also, like, To be honest with you, bro, like, when it comes to talent, you were there at the BETs, bro.
Who?
When it comes to talent, bro, like, singing, yes, talent, we kill them.
Oh, definitely.
We kill them.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Like, I mean,
we've got talent.
You understand what I'm saying?
We've got crazy talent.
So I think she'd stick out like a sore thumb.
So she'd
purely on talent.
And so, then would be appreciated.
Yes, you know, yes. For
that. Yeah, because I remember even like an India Ree, remember when she came, yes, you know, she was very different, yes, soul sister vibe. So you think if they take that approach.
I mean, even the closing act was Lauryn Hill at the BET Awards, and she wasn't showing any bums or anything. No. It was just true. Pure artistry.
Yeah, she wasn't showing. She was showing up early, which was a surprise. In fact, that was a surprise. She was like, "Oh, because you know,
actually showed up."
Yeah, because you notice they announced her early, and then they stopped announcing her.
Yes, because they were not sure.
Then you were like, "Ah, it's happening again."
Yes.
You're right. So substance always pays, eh?
Yeah,
and always triumph and like rises to the top.
100%. Anything else you want to talk about, my dog?
Yeah, when are we moving to Russia?
Woo, Russia.
Yeah.
We don't need a visa, ne? Yeah,
I don't
need a visa. No.
Yeah. Russia's thinking of putting together a ministry of sex.
Whoa.
So they're going to have a minister of sex.
Wow.
Yeah, they're facing a problem with their birth rate.
Oh, yeah.
So now they're going to pay you. Yeah, like Japan. So now they're paying people to have sex and kids. They're going to pay for your first date. Please Google, they're paying for your first date.
Wow.
They're putting a whole lot of things in so that people have more sex.
Mm.
They're paying for your honeymoon hotel stay.
That's
for your
crazy.
On your wedding day, the hotel stay, they're going to pay
for
it.
My dog?
Yeah. Russians are not trying to have kids. Like, the Russians are staying away from the buns. They're not having kids. For real.
Yes.
Yeah, so they're going to have a minister of sex. Vladimir Putin wants a minister of sex to just encourage the country to have more sonar sex and not prevent.
There's more countries, actually.
They must just export or import inongongongo.
Oh, Patisa.
Yeah.
Patisa and Gonga. They must import Patisa and Gonga.
Yeah, wrong all of them.
One man.
He just wants to record it. Though. That's the thing, you know. He just wants a video also, like, he just wants, you know, that's, he doesn't want mine.
Yeah.
All he needs is just a hard drive, you know, 5 terabytes. That's all he needs. And yeah, give him a room.
It's crazy. We live in a world where there's a country encouraging people to have sex.
Yeah. But I think it's because of, I read an article saying it's the political instability and that people don't feel good about the future and they just don't really want to bring kids into that kind of world.
But in general, I think Gen Zs don't want to have kids, eh?
We've spoken about that.
I think we have.
Gen Zs.
Mm.
They're rocking.
They're rocking.
No, but they don't want kids. They want to travel and rock while traveling. And it's not a thing against sex. It's a thing about kids.
Yeah, but you are all Gen Zs. You don't have kids, yeah?
None of you guys have kids.
Exactly. That we know of.
They don't know.
Us in our 30s, we're running circles around you, man. You know? Mac is popping them every time Kanye will announce a pregnancy. Nam's new to second born. Yeah?
Anytime.
Yes. I wish Fed Checker was here, the real one.
What?
So we could ask her.
Oh, yeah. So we could ask her if she wants to have a kid, you know? Yeah. And it's not a premature question to ask of her.
But are we right, though? Fuck. Damn.
What's wrong? What?
Hey, that was an inside joke, but go. Okay, true. Please bookmark this episode, and one day you must come back to
it. Yeah, yes. You'll understand.
Then you'll understand. Did you guys see the censoring the Elon Musk episode?
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yes, Chilis were telling me that normally when they go on Twitter on a Thursday, on YouTube on a Thursday, whatever we've uploaded is there, which is the interview,
there's
the episode, and it wasn't there. You had to search for it.
Yeah, you got to search for it. So please watch it before. I think they're going to take it down. I don't know why what's happening with YouTube, but it's the first episode they've ever censored.
But does Elon have his tentacles in YouTube?
I don't know, bro.
They are fire. Those
I don't know, but something weird happened with that episode.
Yeah,
like, if you go now, you can't find it until you search it.
Yeah.
You have to search it.
Which goes against when you think about it, him saying him and this, and Elon are fine, whatever, whatever, whatever. Then why is the interview?
Yeah.
I'll ask him when he comes to Vendangas.
Also, if you know Elon.
And the stepdaughters, you organize. We got stepdaughters here.
Dudu, you chill around a lot of Gen Zs. You produce because spreading humans. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes. They don't want to have kids, ne?
They actually do. Wow. Yanda wants to have a child in no time. Sima said before she's 28, she wants a child. So based off of
how old
what
are those?
They say.
How old are they?
Yanda is 19, right?
Whoa!
20, yeah.
Yanda is 20. Still, okay.
Sima is like 24, 5.
Wow.
Yeah. Actually 23. So jeez, they do want to have kids. But I think it's more of the more woke ones, so to say. You know, those who feel like, oh, the world is not the safe space anymore. It's coming to an end. I can't bring a child into this. I think it's those ones that don't want to have kids.
Yeah, man. But having a kid is precious, man. It's a blessing, man.
It beautiful. Is.
Yeah, it is. I also didn't want to have kids until I had one. It's
like, but you don't want to have more. You said you're done.
Yeah.
Did you do a C-section?
No.
You pushed?
Bruh.
You pushed?
Wow. Oh, for real?
Wow. Dude. Wow.
I almost
you are
died.
Strong.
You are strong. You pushed. I almost died. But yeah.
So why don't you have another one?
Oh, Saul, no. That thing is traumatic. I can't.
No. The act of giving birth?
Yes.
Or is it the raising?
No. Raising, it's fine, you know, because also his dad is there, so it's
then
fine.
Do but a water birth or like C-section or something.
Yeah, I don't want a C-section.
Oh, what a
I want to wear a crop top still.
For the rest of your life.
You can still wear a crop top with scars. Well, why can't you?
No, I'm just saying. It's my preference.
Yeah. That's why you show your tummy, no matter whether it's cold or
hot. Yeah. Dude does not know.
Yeah,
his
stomach out. The child, like,
she earned it. You earned it.
You earned it.
They must know. Yeah.
Oh, no. She hates it.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. Shout out, man. You pushed.
Mate.
Wow, dude.
Me, they robbed me of that.
Yeah,
because I was like, I thought it was gonna be like the movies, you know, where I go in them like push, baby, push.
Yes. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was a C-section.
Oh,
you go in when you come back, there's the baby. Oh,
it's a C-section, and you wanted to see action.
Yeah,
like I want to see action. What the hell?
Yeah, but
for
so,
real.
So nasty.
I saw my kid come out. Like, I saw my kid. I saw her head like. You hit the floor. Yeah, then you cook it up over like my
yes.
Yeah, there's blood. Yes. You don't know.
Yes.
You guys want to see
that
no,
thing.
Let me tell you. For all you niggas who want to see the birth of your child, there will be blood.
Oh, a lot.
And then they have to stitch you.
But even poo-poo, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In fact, mommy, no, my mom, Dan, she's going to give birth in like the next, anytime in the next 12 hours. Bam, nigga. Police, I think Balfaga in the anus.
Oh, yeah.
And then Gutil flash. Because if I'll flash it, then the more shit will come out. When the because remember, in her pushing,
everything
she's pushing
yeah.
as I push it the wrong side. And then, yeah, Pume, you have a fecal matter.
Yes.
You have to figgy lumdan. Because there was fecal matter when the child was.
That is so.
Very fun. How did you figure that out? Sorry, my bad. But yeah, and then yeah, there was this blood. There is some browning, obviously, because Sela will clean her maybe, but they do try to empty her bowel, and then she doesn't eat as well. But it's not as romantic as people, but it's still precious.
It's very precious.
Like, the birth of any species is just beautiful, man. Like, when you see bucks give birth, you know,
I'm gonna need
bucks.
One of those pills, man. I've been drinking Jack and Chillas. I need to...
Flash.
But it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I helped my child and I was so worried because for a second she wasn't breathing or anything like that. And then, what's your brains on?
They have to hit the baby.
Oh, yeah. Slapped, and then they did something. And then, oh, bro, yeah. And held her covered in white stuff and all, yeah.
It's like you make me want to have another one, eh?
Eh?
You make me want to have another one.
Have, bro.
Naturally.
Why not?
Yeah, we're here to procreate, man. Yeah. You know? And you must leave the good genes, you know? the broadcasting genes. The game needs it, man. You know, you need to spread them.
Each punch is for which kid, Wabon?
See what I mean? Now,
you definitely need
you have two.
Three.
So yeah, there's one coming.
There's one missing.
You need one. The ice one.
You need the ice boy.
Checking something. What? I did.
You need the ice boy. The next one is the ice boy.
That's funny. Yeah. Yes, because looks like it goes late.
Yeah, it's about the Russia story, right?
Yes.
Officials in the country are looking at a myriad of ideas to meet Putin's call to halt the demographic decline, said to have worsened by Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine. So it is resulting in significant loss of lives since it began in February 2022. And then it goes on to say here are some key proposals made to boost the birth rate in Russia. No internet and light. So it means that among the suggested ideas, one is to turn off the internet and even lights between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m.
Wow.
To encourage...
to turn on the people.
Yes, essentially,
so
yes.
Nothing to do. To
encourage couples to get involved in intimate activities.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then incentives for mothers paying money to stay at home. Paying money for stay-at-home women who are raising their children and doing housework is also among the suggestions.
Wow.
Pay for first dates. So another suggestion is that the government will start paying people for their first dates up to 5,000 rubles, I think. Is it rubles?
Yeah.
And then wedding night payment.
Hotel.
Public funding of wedding nights and hotels for couples is also said to be under consideration.
This sounds like the hood, but without the incentives. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Mm. And it's crazy, right?
It's in the hood, it's the grants that's the incentive.
Anyway, listen, Panduka. We've received so much love this week, bro. You know how it is. Another week, another.
Take it home.
Another dollar.
Another week, another award.
You take it home.
Another week, another award. We won at the National Film and TV Festival.
Oh, shout out.
And we took home Best Podcast of 2024. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Yes. Shout out, man.
Shout out.
It's the National Film and
TV Festival.
Oh, shout out.
It's an international festival.
Oh, for real.
Yeah.
Shout out, man.
So we're internationally recognized. Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And then now, on to Take It Home. Congratulations to Nomtandazo. Nomtandazo wanted a laptop for a sister who helps children in the area for free school with their work. Oh, for free, for their schoolwork. Okay, cool. Let me play it.
Hi, Michi. Ika Malami, Unomtandazo. What I would like to take home this December is a laptop for Usiswami, because Usiza abantwana around like Shalanga Kona for free. Uba Siza ngama free lessons, we prepare ama assignments, no prepare ama exams every term. So usually usebenzisa a laptop kamngani wakhe. Sometimes umngani wakhe unokuba busy, so we are struggling ukusebenzisa ifoni yami. Ngajabula uma ungangisiza ukuthi
ngisaphakaze.
Laptop
coming your way.
We
took it home. Yes, we chill as punch.
And then the second one, it's Driven. He wants a stove and a microwave for his aunt.
For me, what I want to take home, because I've been staying with my aunt for I think about probably 5 or 6 years now, and I've never really surprised her, you know, with something huge. And I hope she doesn't see this, because she might probably get angry that I came on a public platform to ask for assistance. But I think sometimes you have to ask for help when needed, and this is a great opportunity for me to make a change this year, because I've also been making some plans to just surprise her when I go home. But I think this would mean so much more to her, because I've seen you know, the frustration on her.
He wants a microwave for his aunt.
Yeah, microwave and a stove for his aunt, yeah.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, if you want to take it home this festive season, all you need to do is post a video telling us what you'd like to take home and why it's important for you. It can be groceries, clothes for the kids, a new couch, washing machines, stoves, laptops, whatever. Chillers Punch is here to make sure you don't go home empty this festive season. Tag at Chillers Punch and use the hashtags Take It Home. And each week we'll announce a winner and we'll make sure the gift is ready for you when you head home this December. We're excited to help all the chillers share a bit of joy this festive season with those who matter the most. NB, chillers must reside in South Africa. T's and C's apply. And then also, I wanted to read this, man. We got an email from a chiller, right?
Yeah.
To everybody here in the room. It's a person that we funded for Fund a Chiller.
Oh, wow,
so they say, dear Sol and Mac G, I hope you're both doing well. We've been doing much better this side since you helped us with the funds. What you're doing may seem ordinary, but honestly, not many step up like you have. Hence, I couldn't think of anyone else who would help us except for the podcast. I was really devastated when I couldn't hear the news directly from you. Nonetheless, my brother's healing process has been smooth, and all thanks to you guys and the chillers. I was able to assist him with everything and even send him more money to my unemployed parents back home. Mac, Saul Penduka, I hope you read everything I wrote this time. And if you can't spare 122 seconds for me, how will I finish your book? Saul, please, Unga Penduki Buddha, keep doing the good, kind, and unapologetic, opinionated guy you are. Also, someone leaked your number, so I'll call you soon to discuss featuring me in a song.
No one!
And if I can, Mattel the Truth, K1, Ghost Lady sounds amazing. I'd even return the funds for a chance to meet her. On a serious note, though, I'd like to thank everyone involved in the selection process. I've known myself to have bad luck, so I've never thought y'all would choose me. Thanks to all the chillers who are members for making this possible, and much love to everyone in studio. And Saul, please follow me back on Instagram at mag_2mg.
Yeah.
Beautiful. How beautiful is that message?
That's amazing, bro.
Hey?
It's
crazy, eh?
Yeah.
They leaked your number, dog?
Yeah, man. I've been getting so many people just hitting me up, like, randomly.
How did they leak your number?
I don't know.
Was it FBK? What did you do?
I didn't do anything, man. Mm. Yeah. I see you're back using that number now.
Which one?
The FBK one. The one FBK leaked.
072.
You abandoned it.
No, is it? No. What did you get? Someone sent you a message.
No, man. Didn't you go back when the dust settled to using it?
No. I got a new number now, bro.
Oh, yeah. The one I have, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And whenever like people ask for your number and I give them your number, because I say that it's Meg's other number. So they always think I'm not giving them the real number that you're using.
Yes.
And I'm like, I've just been too lazy to change it, you know, to just...
So when did you get a message from my old number?
No, man. Have you not, like... I think there was a time where you started using it. You never went back. You never looked back.
Oh, maybe is he saying when we update the WhatsApps?
I don't know. What...
Oh, no, actually, you're not using it.
No, I'm not. I haven't used that number since.
It says invite. It's not even on WhatsApp anymore.
No, they hacked it even.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, because after AVK posted it, we used it for the podcast WhatsApp. So we'd update statuses of the podcast and whatever. And then they hacked it and I haven't used it since. Yeah.
Always. But, you know, I'm phasing out my old number slowly.
I'm thinking of deleting WhatsApp, eh? Completely.
Why?
Hey, man. Just random people who text me and I don't even know
who
they are.
That's the problem.
Bro.
And they don't even tell you who they got your numbers from. Then you just need to now block people and stuff. No, bro.
I'm thinking of going off the grid, man. Because you know Cizwe Dlomo doesn't have WhatsApp. Gabza doesn't have WhatsApp.
Man, Cizwe does. I just don't have the number he's on WhatsApp.
He's got a WhatsApp number?
Oh, because he posted when he was having his thing with Vusi. He posted a screenshot and there was a WhatsApp screenshot.
For real?
Someone, Akuza, Ati, hey, don't. So there's a number I think he's got on WhatsApp.
Are you sure?
Which maybe like
do you have the number?
Have. I don't.
He's not on WhatsApp, dog.
Shame, my man. Like there's a screenshot of his. But I know what you mean. Like for the longest time, he didn't have WhatsApp, and he still doesn't have WhatsApp on the main number that he uses. He posted it all. I was like, hey, man, that screenshot is... And I asked him. When I saw him, I'm like, bro, you on WhatsApp now?
And he said yes.
Yeah, well, did he say yes? It's there. He's on WhatsApp, bro.
Oh.
Like, it's there.
Jeez, I didn't know that.
I'm trying to find that screenshot. It's just horses and lawns here, bro. I'm on his media, you know, on WhatsApp. Just horses, lawns, and... shooting range. But dog, he is, yeah, because he was posting how someone was saying he must leave the whole Vusi thing now. And it was a WhatsApp conversation. And it hit me. I was like, hey, man.
Sheesh. Okay. Anyway.
You don't know WhatsApp.
Anything else, guys? Am I missing out on anything?
Aye.
Yeah?
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, Zed Payne.
What's that?
It's Mark Zuckerberg. It's the Mark, the music duo you never expected. Mark Zuckerberg and T-Pain have released a song.
No way.
Really?
Yeah,
it's like a duo.
Yeah, it's called Get Low. You know that song by Lil Jon?
Yeah, yeah, Get Low.
To the window, to the wall, to the sweat drips on my bowl. So when Mark Zuckerberg met his wife, that song was playing. So it's a special song for them. Now he did a remake of that song with T-Pain and they're a group called Zed Payne.
Americans are living his life. Us,
sounds Americans like just rich people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the picture? You're the selfie with Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Show us.
Let's show us.
We know you have it. Show us. We know you have it. But I love what he's doing. He's just living his life. Even like the other month, he went to Porsche and got this customized car, one out of one made in the world just for his wife. And it's nice seeing a really wealthy young guy living and doing all these things that he always wanted to. Even with the MMA. Remember, he wanted to fight...
Elon,
right? And he trained for it and he was ready for it, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think, yeah, it's quite dope.
Hey, man, we're out of here, man. Podcast and chill. Boom!
Peace!